Cuba is the only country the U.S. government restricts Americans from visiting freely. A new bill in Congress is trying to change that. But opponents say American tourism dollars will help the Castro government hold on even longer. From Havana, Nick Miroff reports on who would really benefit from an invasion of Yankee vacationers.
Tourism analysts say a million Americans could come to Cuba the first year travel restrictions are lifted, and even more after that. They won't all fit in the hotels and beach resorts owned by the Cuban government. So many will end up at places like this Havana apartment, where, for $45 a night, Alonso Miranda will rent you a private room with a king-size bed and a view to match.
The master bedroom. And with a private bathroom, with a view overlooking the city. And you have a shower with hot water, 24/7.
Miranda is one of many entrepreneurs here with a casa particular, which is sort of like a Cuban bed and breakfast, only without the plaid comforters and farmhouse decor. Miranda pays several hundred dollars a month for a license, so both he and the Cuban government would benefit from a sudden wave of Americans.
We can say the Americans are very nice, very good tips, and very nice conversation. We are almost just 90 miles away from America, so it would be very easy for them to come to Cuba.
Cuba already gets more than 2 million tourists a year, mainly Europeans and Canadians who buy cheap tour packages from the Cuban government. Most would rather lie on the beach than bother with spreading democratic values. So would Americans be any different? Travel writer Connor Gorey thinks so. She lives in Havana and has written about Cuba for the Lonely Planet Travel Guide.
Initially, I don't think that American tourists are going to be coming to go to the all-inclusive beaches. I think they will be coming at this kind of anthropological tourism to see what Cuba's about, to see what the Cubans are really about.
Since the island's been virtually off-limits for half a century, Americans may be more interested in going to Cuban cities and seeing how ordinary people live. Gorey says it's not true that Cubans and tourists are kept apart.
People do have this perception that there's some kind of restriction between tourists and Cubans interacting. Anyone who has been to Cuba, just walking along the street, it's more the reverse. It's like you can't get a moment alone because people are coming up to you all the time and trying to engage you in conversation. And, you know, they're in your face. They want to party. They've got a bottle of rum. They want to come up and talk to you.
Cuba's human rights record and its persecution of dissidents has become a main argument for keeping travel restrictions in place. But Cuba's most prominent dissidents don't think the restrictions are a good idea either. Marta Beatriz Roque is one of the Castro government's fiercest critics. She lives in a crowded Havana apartment building with a sign that says change on her front door. Beatriz Roque said she doesn't believe American tourism would help bring about that change or help ordinary Cubans much, but she said the travel ban sets the wrong example.
Yo estoy en contra de la...
I'm against anything that restricts the freedom of anyone in the world, Beatriz Roque said, especially in a country that's a model for democracy like the United States. But I don't think American tourists will help Cuba at all. In this brand new market hall in Old Havana that looks out onto the harbor, hundreds of private vendors sell handcrafts, paintings, and homemade musical instruments. They rent their stalls from the state and they keep the profits.
Italia! On the song, amigo, ¿qué país? Where are you from?
Montreal.
Montreal, Canada, beautiful country, my friend. Asking, touching, and look, it's for free. Come on here.
Michel Perez sells handmade domino sets and wood carvings for around $5. He's been practicing his English, hoping the Americans show up someday soon.
Yeah, it will be helpful for the American tourists and for us. The commercial relations, relationships will open to both markets. It is going to be better for the American people and for Cuban people too.
From where we stood, you could see the port where one day American tourists may be able to walk right off cruise ships and into the heart of Old Havana. But for now, the port terminals were all empty. For NPR News, I'm Nick Miroff in Havana.